Hello, welcome to Stephen Speak. I swear this podcast is getting into a rant. I'm going to try not to make this a ranty one, but it may go there. It may. I don't know. This week on Stephen Speak, I'm going to be talking about manners and people just being rude and not being kind. And I'm going to try my best not to rant. So if you can cope with that, then stick around. Welcome to Stephen Speak the Podcast. Unscripted prattle on everything and nothing. Welcome back to Stephen Speak. Another episode, another week passed. This year's flying. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Oh, let me adjust myself. Not like that. I'm just moving in my chair. Hope you're all right, whatever you're doing today. Started already. My tongue's not helping today. Deep breath. Thank you for tuning in and joining me today. My brain's gone. It's not good, like, less than 2 minutes in. I'm going to do a little bit today about manners and just people's attitudes and people being in their own little world. And yeah, and what does that mean? What is it about? So what kind of triggered this is, well, a lot of things have triggered this, to be honest. But I was in London a couple of weeks ago, and sorry, I'm kicking stuff on the floor. Yes, big city, blah, blah, blah. People are always trying to get around and yada, yada, yada. And you kind of get used to the amount of people there and the fact they just kind of barge past you a little bit. But still, it's rude. It's rude. Fundamentally, that's rude. But I feel like it's becoming more of a thing in general society where, you know, we had the whole COVID thing and everyone was like, oh, be kind to each other. You know, we're losing out and can't see people, and I feel like we're forgetting that again so quickly. Like, it's like less than, like, really two or three years really since we were kind of in the situation where we were having lockdowns and couldn't see people and kind of lost our freedoms a bit, and we're promoting the whole be kind and support each other and be kind, you know, and be nice to each other and love each other and do things for each other and all that sort of stuff. And I feel like we've kind of gone back and even maybe got worse with some things. People are very, very selfish. I feel like people are being super selfish. And like, I am party to this in some sense, but not, I don't feel like I've actually changed my selfishness. And I'll explain that hopefully if I remember. But yeah, when we were in London, you know, people are just always trying to get somewhere fast. But some people just like barging past you. And it wasn't just people, it was people visiting London as well. So it was people external to London, I felt. Tourists, everything. Like, you'd ask to get past someone, they'd just look at you, and you'd be like, I'm trying to get through there, and they'd kind of know what you are about, and then they'd go, oh yeah, okay, and they'd move literally like 2 centimeters, and you'd be like, that's not really helped. Yeah, I actually need to move out the way. And then there's some people that were just not saying excuse me. Like, that you would be stood there, like, looking at something, and then someone would just obviously be waiting for you to move, but how would you know if you can't see them? And then they just shove you out of the way, and you'd be like, whoa, like, the hell? Like, that's, just say excuse me, just tap me on the shoulder and be like, I want to get through that. I mean, you don't have to even speak the same language. Like, there's universal signs you can do that, you know, and there's nice universal signs you can do that with. It was getting me down a minute. It was getting me really angry, if I'm honest with you. It was getting me to the point where I wanted to be rude to people and angry at people. And I have a problem sometimes of being able to keep my mouth shut. Like, I'll keep it in to a certain degree, and then at some points I have to go, like, hell do you think you're doing, kind of thing. And, I was getting really ratty with people and really annoyed, and it was kind of spoiling my weekend in a way. And it was bad weather as well, which doesn't help. I was always taught as a kid, you know, to kind of, you know, give way to people if someone's coming through a door, or, you know, going down a corridor, you know, try and give way, or, you know, if they give way, and then say please and thank you, It's just little things like that that people don't do now, and it just seems to be more of a factor in life now. And it seems to be more of a thing that's accepted. You don't have to do these things. And I don't like that. That's not a good way we're going in society. That's not what we should be doing. Hold the door open for someone. And then, like, don't get me wrong, I don't do that to get thank yous. I don't do nice things to kind of get something in return. But just an acknowledgement even is nice. And when we were in Turkey, for example, we were in Turkey on holiday and in was it May? June? I don't know. Seems ages away. Seems ages and ages ago. It was September. Was it September? Yeah, it was September. That's how long ago it seems that we went away, but it was only September. So like 2 months ago. My God. Honestly, it seems like 6 months. Well, I was astounded, and I think my mate and my wife were as well. That, you know, there was so much rudeness in the hotel. Like, it was like a big buffet area, so it was like all inclusive, and people just literally, you'd be like, the British love to queue. There's a thing with the British, like, we like it, we like order, we like, is there a queue for this? I'll join the queue. I'm not going to jump to the front, but like, people would be queuing for things of many nationalities in that hotel. It was quite nice because there were so many nationalities. There was Turkish people there. There was Germans, there was Russians, there was Ukrainians, there was other people from the Baltics, there was Greek, there was British, there was Spanish. It was a right melting pot. It was really nice, actually. But most of them were rude. Like, that's what I found. It was like, they were just fixed on what they wanted to eat. And, like, I was about to pick up the tongs to get some food. And I literally, my hand was probably like 5 centimeters from the tongue, and this woman literally like undercut me, like touched my basically moved my arm out of the way, grabbed the tongs and started loading her own plate up. And I just looked at her, and she didn't even acknowledge me. She didn't even turn to me or anything. And I was just like, wow. Like, and I was on holiday, so I was quite chilled. Like, there's loads of food. Like, the amount of food that was there was crazy, really. It's quite a big hotel. So I just thought, like, what are you rushing for? Like, you know, you're not. There's no need to be that hasty in your actions. And little things like that really get to me. Like, I've always been the same throughout my life. Like, tiny things that people do or don't do, like, are huge for me. Like, someone could come up and punch me in the face. This is just an example. Please don't do this. But as an extreme example, someone could come and punch me in the face and then say sorry, and I'd be like, oh, okay then. But someone not saying please or thank you really grates on me. Like, it would be a massive, massive, massive issue for me. And it is. And that whole courtesy thing of, you know, you hold the door open for someone and, you know, even just nod the head to you as a, oh, thanks for that kind of thing. It's just nice. And I don't do it. Like, I feel like I'm just a nice person, and I would do that because it's nice to do that. It's nice to be nice. There's no need to be that self-involved. The problem comes with me is when I do get that annoyed, I can't not say stuff sometimes, and it comes out quite aggressive, and I can't help that. That's just something that's the way my brain works. It's like, right, you've triggered me, you've crossed the line, I'm going to tell you where you went wrong and where you need to rectify yourself. And it does come across like a bit of a sergeant major, kind of like army style kind of dressing down, and people don't like that, so they get a bit tetchy. But I reel myself back in quite quickly. Like, I used to work in customer service, so pretty good with people relations to a degree, but it's when I get to this trigger phase that it's not good. But it's just been bothering me, and I just wanted to share it. And I don't want to bring you all down. That's not the idea with this podcast, is to rant and rave and stuff. But I'm just curious as to whether, like, is it just me? Is it me getting older? Is it me being more intolerant as I grow older? Because I feel that's a thing. I feel like that is definitely, you know, as a society, I think, in general, we become kind of less bothered about certain things and more bothered about other things. And definitely my tolerance level has always been, you know, tested, let's say. But I feel like it happens more often. I feel like I can't shake it off as much now. And it's a shame, really, because it brings me down and it distracts me from what I'm actually doing. And I was the whole kind of talking about this today was actually trying to focus on being a bit more positive and trying to be in a sense less bothered about people doing things like that to me, if that makes sense, and just trying to let it wash over me. Because I must have at some point, because like when I used to work at the train station, for example, people used to be horrible to me all the ding-dong day. Like, all day, most days. And you get some nice people. But in general, people could be quite abrupt and rude and generally not say thank you. And this is going to sound petty, but sometimes when they used to say thank you, it was disingenuous as well. It didn't sound... Is that a word? Disingenuous? Yeah. Anyway, it didn't sound like they meant it. So it was kind of like, tar, or thanks. And it was like going through the motions, and it wasn't... I like eye contact. I've always liked eye contact. Like, if you're going to say something to me, tell me. Like, actually tell me. Don't kind of go around the houses and you know, tar, mate, whatever. Maybe that is being petty, I don't know. But anyway, I used to get, like, moaned at and abused pretty much on a daily basis when I did that job. And it kind of comes with the territory of being in customer service, being on that front line, and especially working in an industry where, you know, people are time sensitive. You know, because if your train is 2 hours late, that is really annoying. I've been on trains that have been that late, and it is annoying. And I didn't mind people taking it out of me to a degree if they most people used to come to a point where they'd understand that they'd crossed the line into, I'm just ranting at this person, and it's not really this person's fault. And I would say probably like 90% of people used to be like, oh, you know what, I'm sorry for having a go at you. And I'm like, you know what, completely understand, and I am the first person you've seen, I'm a representative of the railway. That's, to a degree, that's fine. And I'm wondering is, because I had that role, is when I was like in my early 20s, and even to a degree when I worked in signal boxes and had to deal with a bit of conflict and kind of take the lead role and kind of be the better person, in my day job, I wonder if that's where kind of like things changed when I left that role and I was more like office based and didn't have them kind of scenarios, like doing more paperwork and stuff like that. And I feel that like my personal life changed as well. The circumstances of my personal life altered. So psychology is an odd thing, but I think it's also a thing of me getting old that I just am intolerant of people not doing what they should be doing. And it doesn't take much to say please and thank you and to say excuse me and just to be barely minimally nice to people, that even if you don't know them. Call me crazy. But I kind of carry that through into like the stupidity realms as well. So it's not just about being like nice to people. I also get really, really aggravated about people just being generally stupid. Because it doesn't compute in my brain. Excuse me. When you see people like on the fail videos and stuff like that, you see people on fail videos and you're like, I don't understand how you didn't know that was going to happen. Like you didn't see the situation. It didn't take a lot of assessment and this is the outcome. Like, and that completely baffles me to the point of I get angry. So I maybe have anger issues. I don't know. But yeah, I think it's just for me. It doesn't take much to be kind and say thank you, and does all that stem from having a good moral compass and good moral upbringing? Because I feel that my mum and dad did a pretty good job. You know, they said, you know, be grateful for things. You know, say please, thank you. You know, kind of respect your elders. You know, if there's someone walking down the street towards you, you kind of give way for the older person, make room for them. You know, if there's an elderly person, you know, ask them if they want help and just nice things. You know, just be a good person. And it does make me curious as to whether all that falls from like a certain moral standpoint and whether this is all being lost. And also, we carry these little devices around with us that we just get so lost in as well. Scroll. Only thinking about me, what I can get, and yeah, and I'm not averse to doing it myself. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I can be in my complete own little world. But if I ever if I ever had someone hold the door open and I just walked through it, I've done it and I've turned around and go, oh my god, thank you, sorry, like I didn't even say thank you, or you know, and correct and try to correct that. And there are days probably when I've been completely in the zone and maybe been rude to someone, but that pains me if I'm thinking about that and I'm, oh god, no, like what did that person think? Probably the worst time that I am like that is like, you know, if I'm in a supermarket and someone, you know, or doing some sort of customer service and someone's not paying me attention. I think it's really rude, like, and I know that's the job you do day in, day out. I feel like when, like, say you're like a checkout operator or something like that, I think it's really rude just to throw all the stuff through without making any sort of eye contact or just saying hello and then just saying the price of the food or whatever. Especially if you've been flinging the food down the conveyor belt at me. That really, and I can't help but say something. And again, I can be quite harsh when I say things. And sometimes I don't notice, and sometimes it takes my wife to say, Steve, or she'd give me the look. And I'm like, oh, like, I didn't mean to be, I'm a big person, I don't mind apologising, I'll be like, you know what, I didn't mean to sound so harsh there, but Christ, I'd try and turn it into a bit of a joke or lightheartedness and say, Christ, but freaking flinging all me shit at me, what's going on? Like, just take your time, there's like no rush. And you're being paid for being here, like, what the hell, like, just take your time. But everyone's got their own shit going on, haven't they? Everyone's got their own stuff going on in their own brain. And that's where the whole be kind thing came from, I think, wasn't it? With the whole COVID thing and you know, we've all got our own stuff going on. There's all this crap going on as well. You know, just if someone's being a bit erratic or being a bit odd or not acting like you expect, then you know, just be a bit kind about it, because there's probably a reason for it. So cool yourself off a bit, you know. But yeah, I just wanted to talk to you about that today, because it's just been something that's been bothering me for a while, and I'm not sure whether it's just something that I've been, you know, something that's been bothering me, or whether it's something that, you know, other people have been seeing and are sympathetic to, maybe. So let me know, like, is this whole moral compass, please, thank you, just being polite to people in the street, do you think that's something that's fading? And don't get me wrong, I meet people every day that aren't like that. But I feel there's a shift. I feel like I meet more people that are rude and don't feel the same, you know, don't feel the need to say please and thank you. I don't know where that comes from. Maybe they think they're above you. I don't know. But I feel like there's a shift, and I don't want that to be. I do meet loads of nice people that say please, thank you, and you have a bit of a laugh with them, and you stood in your queue, and you're chatting to them and stuff. So I'm not being a complete negative Nelly. But yeah, I'm just interested to know what people think. Is that something that people think happens, and is something that is getting worse, or is it my perception? Is it me becoming a grumpy old man? I did turn 40 recently, so is that something on me? I'd be really interested to know. So hit me up, stevenspeak.com. You can message me on there, and you can message me through Instagram and Facebook and whatnot. I think I'm going to come off Twitter. I've got to update, not Twitter, the TikTok. I've got to update my Twitter thing to the X logo. So I think when I do that, I think I'm going to remove TikTok and come off TikTok, because I don't ever upload anything to there anymore, because it's just too much hassle. I'm lazy, as you know, and to upload to so many social medias. Instagram is quite easy because it ultimately goes to Facebook, and I don't upload to Twitter very often, but if I haven't got all of them to do, I'll become better at that. It'd be great if you could maybe there is an app. Is there an app out there where you can just fling everything to everything at the same time? That would be great. Maybe someone should invent that. That's the ending thought for this. Invent an app to make my life easier. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I hope that wasn't too much of a rant, because I don't want this podcast to become a rant podcast. Occasionally it will be, because I do like to rant occasionally. But yeah, thank you very much for listening. And yeah, I'll speak to you soon. You've been listening to Stephen Speak the Podcast. Thanks for listening to my unscripted prattle on everything and nothing. Visit stevenspeak.com for updates, information, and my blog. You can follow more updates on social media at StephenSpeakPC. Thanks very much, and I'll Speak to you soon.